Chinese pilot.
This medal is for releasing a German soldier who was under distress. That one can be for you if you want it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so maybe you can have that one. No, I'm bored now. I'm going to smash you in the head with a baseball bat. Shabang! Hello and welcome to another edition of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that has actually received an Oscar award.
Yep.
My friend Oscar said it's good, and I believe him. Today, we are doing the movie Inglourious Basterds. Hello, Corey Sutton.
Hello, Alan Oldworth. This is one of my favourite movies. I don't want to use the word sycophant, but I'm going to.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Of Quentin Tarantino. I think he's an excellent writer-director.
They're not all hits, but...
I would say 80% of his movies
are. Yeah, I'd say that too, but he's only had like a few. So I'd say 80% is about right.
Yeah. For me, his two like shining ones are Django Unchained and Inglourious Bastards. Those are his two like jewels in the crown.
Now, we will not be doing Django Unchained because we do not want to get cancelled.
We're going to come close to getting cancelled.
I respectfully disagree.
Your raging anti-Semitism finally has a channel. God,
damn
to...
Damn it, it does have an opportunity here. All right, I'll have to be careful. Tiptoe. do you want to read the synopsis?
Absolutely, I do. Inglourious Basterds, created by Quentin Tarantino, is an alternate history war film set during World War II. The story follows two plots to assassinate Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. One plot is orchestrated by Shoshana Dreyfus, a Jewish cinema owner seeking revenge for her family's murder, while the other involves a group of Jewish American soldiers known as the Basterds, led by Lieutenant Aldo Raine.
Great job.
Their mission is to spread fear among the Nazis through brutal tactics. The film's climax occurs... Why do we use the word climax?
I don't know, but I'm enjoying it. I'm almost there, actually. Oh, gosh. I feel gross about that, too.
The film's crescendo... Are you crescendoing?
I'm about to crescendo right over you.
...occurs at Shoshana's cinema, where both plans converge in a violent and explosive confrontation with Hitler and his top officers.
Rotten Tomatoes has it at 89% critic score, 88% audience score, pretty much aligned with how I feel. I think it's one of my favorite Tarantino movies. It's actually in my like top 10 favorite movies of all time, this movie. I thought about it the other day. It's just so quotable. It's funny. A lot of violence in a fun way.
I've watched it probably 4 or 5 times at least.
Wow. Talk about crescendoing over here. Now, what we like to do is add, of course, Arnie to the movie to try and, you know, make it even better if that's possible. I think we will have some success today, but we need to add another random character from people's suggestions. So I have the bowl of random suggestions. You cut them all up, put them in here, and we are going to be adding Ernie and Bert being subtle about being a couple.
Oh, no. What does Ernie and Bert sound like?
Hey, Ernie.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Ernie.
Hey, Ernie. Okay. Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert. Kind of like that. Yep. Okay. I'm sure it'd be...
They fit seamlessly into World War II.
That's exactly what I thought. Yeah, I look forward to somehow subtly bringing them in.
What are they doing? They're pretending they're not a couple.
No, they're being subtle about being a couple. So, okay. They're not trying to...
So they are a couple.
Well, yeah.
Is that... That's the thing that was a big deal a few years ago, wasn't it? People were like, well, they said they were Sesame Street's R-rated or something.
Yeah, well, they said, like, you know, originally they were roommates and all of a sudden they're like they're a gay couple and it's like, you know, if you know, you know. I'm like, I don't know. I was an innocent kid. I don't know what anyone's doing. I assume that no one ever has sex.
I just had eyes on Big Bird.
And Snuffleupagus. Can't trust them.
Yeah, he never said a word.
Never said a word. I'll be damned.
Where would you like to start with inserting the most famous Austrian?
Yeah, no, not wrong. God, there's a lot of options, isn't there, really?
It's very low-hanging fruit to put him straight into, like, a Nazi officer role, which we will do at some point.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I don't want to take the easy low-hanging fruit. Why don't we go crazy with it and have Arnie as an Italian?
Are you referring to the scene when they're at the theater?
Yeah. So it's Brad Pitt.
It's Brad Pitt, it's Eli Roth, and it's his other little friend who don't even know who's
it doesn't matter. You know more names than I do.
Yeah. And he says to them, like, Omar, you're coming with me. You speak the third best Italian.
Yep.
Bear Jew, you speak the second best.
Yep.
And I speak the first best.
Yep.
Like, that's.
And mind you, the third guy doesn't speak any Italian.
Yeah.
And
that's right. That's why I said third best.
Third best. And they got these thick American accents and they try to give it a red hot crack. Well, I'd like Arnie to be part of the gang. As they're trying to sneak into the opening of a Nazi movie where all the Nazi leaders are. And they're trying to sneak in as they're stopped and, you know, trying to figure it all out. So here they are.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
It's me, Colonel Hans Lander. It's a pleasure to meet you.
A salute to you. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm Italian, like that my Italian friends.
That is a very unique Italian accent.
Yeah, it's near Sicily. This is a Sicilian accent.
I speak a little Sicilian. No, I got some Sicilian in the family.
Probably not the way we do it. We're on the other coast, so you're probably on the east coast, I imagine.
I've got a sister in the west coast.
Oh, that's what's her name? Maybe I've heard of her.
Francesca.
Nope, never heard of her. What a shame. Oh, well, we got to find our seats. Number 30.
No, no, let me have a look at these tickets. Let me take that. I'll take yours.
Okay.
And I'll take yours.
Hey, what are you doing here? Okay.
And I'll take yours. You're a big man with a mustache.
Yeah, thank you very much. C.
Ah, C. So what's your name?
Bruschetta.
That's good.
He's also Italian. We're all Italians here. Nothing to see.
So what's your name?
Mario.
Mario.
Yep.
Surname?
Sopa.
Okay, Mario Supa.
Oh, that's it.
Super
that's
Mario.
A bingo.
Oh, that's a bingo.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you familiar
how we say
with
it.
That saying too?
That's how we say it in Italy, in Italia.
That's a bingo.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, my
that's
English.
So fun.
Any issues with the actress? She's coming with us. We're gonna go to the movie now. Any other questions?
Bridget
you have
von Hammersmark.
Yeah, she's very beautiful. Yeah,
she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's his date.
What did you do to your foot?
I was mountain climbing and silly me, I fell and I broke it.
Oh, jeez. What a subtle laugh. Yeah, it's pretty funny too, eh?
Only I may laugh.
Oh, yeah.
That is a very funny story.
Thank you so much. It really, really smart. So I might just go to my seat if that's okay with you.
I'm just wondering, where did you find such Pyrenees, such mountains in France, in Paris? Of
I'll handle
places?
This one. She actually did it in the Austrian Alps, which we were new to. We'd never really been to before. Hence why she hurt herself.
Okay.
Am I saying this correctly? Does this make sense? This is my English.
No, it makes good sense.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm wondering is what you're doing in the Austrian Alps. Was this yesterday?
Yeah.
And then you got here today.
Yeah, I've been very busy rescuing princesses, eating giant mushrooms that affect my abilities. I am Super Mario. In case that was lost on you. Any other questions?
How many peaches did you eat?
Peaches? Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just rescued them. Nothing quite as sinister as what you're implying.
Okay.
Well, we better get to our seat. Nice meeting you, Mr. German man. No.
Maybe I'll just go ahead. Can I go ahead with the other two? I'll just go with the other three.
Bridget von Hammersmark. I would like to have a word in private with you.
Wait a second. You were suspicious of how she got her injury, and you can tell through our accents that maybe we're not all authentic, and you're looking around and questioning who we are and what we do, and you want to take her into a private room all by herself for questioning.
Yeah.
I see no problem with this. See you later. Bye.
Oh, wunderbar.
The movie. See you later. What's happening? Don't leave me. Oh,
wunderbar.
No.
It was lovely to meet you,
no
Super
problem,
Mario.
Bye. See you later. Come on, boys.
See you later, bruschetta.
Buongiorno. See you later. Bye. Nothing bad going to happen to you.
I don't think that's true.
Now, Bridget, let's get that shoe off.
Oh, no, this is the murder part.
Which is such a trap of... We've talked about Tarantino's foot fetish before.
Yeah,
we've now got an opportunity to really lean into it.
Let's lean into it. Guy's weird.
Moving on.
The end. It's not for me, but hey, you know. But that's the thing. Like, if you're someone who knows he has a foot fetish and you're reading the script, and obviously it's an honor to be in his movies, are you like okay with when he's like close up, frame, zooms in, toe, wiggles, like Uma Thurman in like Kill Bill? It's like focused, foot, wiggly bit. Tarantino gushes. It's like, is that
crescendo?
Like, yeah. It's so weird. And then it was some, hey, Arnie, it's me, your agent. Hello?
Oh, yeah, hello, it's
hey,
me.
Hey, we want to put you in the new Tarantino movie. He's looking
for
a big Austrian man like yourself.
Are you talking about the Quentin Tarantino?
Absolutely. Oscar award winner, Golden Globe. He's a superstar.
I've always wanted to work with him.
I know you wanted something legitimate, right? So I'm going to do something legitimate for you right now,
did
okay?
You send him my tape of Predator?
I did. I sent him everything you've done, and he loved it all. He just said he's been waiting for the perfect role to come around, and you know what? He didn't want to cast you in the Nazi movie. Thought that would be no good. He's doing a brand new movie. It's about an Austrian man such as yourself who has to go across a lot of hardships.
Yeah.
He's going up a mountain, and all he's doing it on is his bare feet.
Oh, sehr gut. This is good.
Yeah. Okay, so he's really want to get those toes in the shot. I don't see any problems with
it. I'm just a little concerned. How much screen time is my feet going to get versus...
That's a good question, because I asked it.
My face is quite well known.
I said, hey, Quentin, what are we talking about foot-to-face ratio on the film? Mm. He said honestly, probably 70-30 split. So 70% to feet, 30% to face.
Tell me, as my agent, you worked him down a little bit to get it more 50-50.
No. I said you got beautiful feet. I thought it was a good idea, actually. To be honest, I insisted on more feet, because I know you've been working out those little toes.
I have.
Look at this. This is 33 minutes straight of just your toes on screen. Yeah. Mm. I think it's going to work perfectly.
Oh, you know what? I think that the Academy's going to really lap that up.
Oh, absolutely.
And who's my co-star, aside from my 10 little guys?
That's a good one. That's a good one, Arnie. You're a funny man. Matt Damon.
Okay.
And so I'm going to get a cut for that one, too, because obviously I manage him. So that's great.
Do you manage his feet, too?
No, his feet won't be in this. He didn't want Quentin anywhere near his feet. He said it was kind of weird, so... You don't have to worry about that. That's Matt Damon. You know how he is.
Okay.
You know how he is. Yeah. So I'll loop those boys up, get them all nice and shiny, and we'll see you on set starting in 2 weeks' time, okay? I mean, it makes sense to me, right?
Sums up Tarantino.
It sums it up 100% perfectly. Where do you see adding Arnie?
I really want to do the bear juice scene.
So people don't know, essentially, the bastards have lined up all these Nazis. There's just been obviously a huge battle, and they've got the three or four Nazis all kind of lined up, and they're kind of executing them as they're trying to find out information, and it's all about intimidation, right? That's their whole gimmick. So they've lined them all up, they're ready to go, and they introduce...
Eli Roth, the bear Jew.
The bear Jew.
Who proceeds to... belt their brains out with a baseball bat.
And do you see Arnie as him?
I was really conflicted when I was thinking about this.
This is it's a very New Yorker kind of role. Yeah,
it is very New Yorker.
Yeah.
It was either going to, I was weighing up 2 minds. Is Arnie the officer getting his head beaten in?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he the bear Jew?
He's the bear Jew.
And I think he would be the bear Jew. Now, I just have a little bit of a tidbit. I like popping out a couple of facts here and there.
All right, hit me with a fact. I'll take it.
That role was written for... Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler was Rubble meant to
do?
Be...
as the bear Jew?
As the bear Jew.
Rubble got to special eating. That would have been awful.
But...
Yep.
He had a schedule...
He was
busy
doing Grown Ups too.
That's exactly right.
Legit?
Legitimately, he had a schedule conflict with Grown Ups.
Disgusting. As if you reject Inglourious
Basterds. I think it was Grown Ups.
For Grown Ups too. That's insane. That actually makes me want to puke.
Yeah, the opportunity of a lifetime.
Wow. But then again, Grown Ups 2 holds up.
Massive Oscar bait, that film.
Massive. And they get a trip out to Hawaii out of it. All right. Well, here we go.
All right.
We will tell you no information. We do not care. We will not tell you anything.
Frankly, we're pretty stoked to hear you say that, because we got Donnie Donowitz back here, the bear Jew, who's been ready to bash your brains in with a baseball bat. And that's the closest thing we get to entertainment around here.
Oh, no, no.
Have you heard of the bear Jew?
His reputation is famous across Germany.
Where is he? I don't see him then. Maybe he's not here. Maybe we should just move on and let us free or something.
No.
Yes?
No.
No? Okay.
This is the closest thing we get to entertainment around here.
Oh, no.
See this here tunnel? He's in here. Let me call out the bear Jew.
Oh, no. I don't know about this.
Hey, Donnie!
Tunk. 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 Tunk.
You ready to die, boy?
I don't know about this. This is not a so good idea. I don't like the anticipation of him walking up while I hear the sound of what sounds like an Arnie accent making a baseball bat against the wall sound.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
It's very intimidating. Tonk.
He's a very intimidating Tonk. Kind of man.
Hey, here it's he me, the bear Jew.
Donnie, before we take this sauerkraut's laugh,
yes.
I'd like you to give him a little bit of education and indulge him. Where do you get the name Bear Jew?
I got it from, well, it's a long story, but if everyone's got time, I know you boys have all heard it before.
We got time. Frankly, it's the closest thing we get to entertainment around here.
Well, okay. Well, as the story goes, I'm Jewish, so that hints the Jew part,
Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. Not that these guys like it, do you? You don't like it very much?
No, I'm coming around, actually. I'm actually coming around.
I bet you'd say that on the edge of your
life. I don't mind them, to be honest with you. You boys
thought
you
got,
okay. And then, of course, that's one part of it. Then you got the bear element, and that's because...
Well, you know, for pride, I went out and had sex with a lot of big hairy men. And hence why they called me the Bear Jew on account of my size and my hairiness and my love for having sex with men.
So,
talk big to men. Him. Big men. Not little scrawny German men.
Also, I could do it if you want. I'll take this over the head.
I bet you don't like that, do you, little Hansel boy?
I'm coming along to around to it.
I don't
mind
think
it.
You are.
I don't
We've
mind.
We've heard
it.
A lot about what you Nazis do not like.
Yeah,
now
if
imagine.
You're not going to like the Jewish thing, you're certainly not going to like the fact I have sex with a lot of men thing. Jeez, you don't like much of that sort of stuff. I think you'd be okay. Maybe just let me go and see what happens.
Donnie, I'm sick of him begging.
Yeah, me too. So, any last words? Actually, wait, look at your little sparkly uniform. It's so pretty. You look like a little Ken doll.
Oh, thank you.
Ask him how he got them medals.
Yeah, how did you get those medals? What'd you get this one for? Was it for kissing other men?
No, I got it for killing Jews.
Well, I don't like that, so get rid of that little one. That goes in the bin. How'd you get this one over here?
Oh, this one was for cleaning. This is a good one for when you're very organized. It's like Cub Scouts.
Oh, okay. Well, That's not super sinister. I'll let you keep that one.
Donnie, you know the boys don't like you playing with your food.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just curious. He's got so many medals. I have more questions, I guess. What did you get this one for?
Was this one? This one actually is a fun story. I got this one because Adolf Hitler, he couldn't sleep one night and I had to read a book to him. And this was for bravery because he gets so cranky when he's sleepy. So I got it for that.
Yeah, that's actually a really lovely story, if I'm being honest with you.
Donnie. This happens every time you go to hit one of these guys.
I'm just curious. I want to know what the deal is with the medals. I've never seen some of these, okay?
Okay, what we'll do, we'll take his medals. We'll give them to you.
Oh, that's... No, I couldn't possibly. No, look at I'm too shy.
Look, I'll take this one. Here we go. Okay, now put it on you. And look at that.
No, I think maybe I could,
Donnie,
keep this medal.
Here you go. Look, now you have a medal.
Oh, what's this one for? Well, I'll ask him, what is this medal for?
That medal is for killing a lot of Jews.
Look at that, Donnie. You got a medal for killing Jews, even
though... I
don't
know if I want that one.
You don't want it? Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Can I have the book time with the reading Hitler one? That's lovely.
You want the book one? Can he have the book one?
He can have whatever he wants. Whatever he wants to do. Hey, you know, maybe an idea. I could make me one of these medals. This medal here, if you don't mind, I'll take this medal off. Here you go. This medal is for releasing a German soldier who was under distress. That one can be for you if you want it. Hey, boys, anyone think that he should have it?
Yeah.
It's good, right? Yeah. So maybe you can have that one.
No, I'm bored now. I'm going to smash you in the head with a baseball bat. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
You're up next.
Yeah, I'm going to have sex with that one.
Whoa, Donnie.
Not outside. No, I'm not a monster.
Into the cave.
Consensual, please. Eh?
That got so sexual.
I just thought that's where it would go. Bear Jew. First time I heard it. Why else would he be called the Bear Jew?
I don't know, maybe he mauls them like a bear with a baseball bat.
That makes a lot more sense. Yep. All right. Didn't think about that one.
But I don't know if bears use baseball bats. I haven't done a lot of history. I know they do cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine bears famous for one of them. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess we'll just continue to try and learn, I suppose.
Yeah. Until there's a film called Baseball Bear, I don't know.
Yeah. Which I would happily watch.
And the bear's in the bottom of the ninth. I can't believe he went from the Snowy Mountains to the major leagues.
I would watch that. I'd absolutely watch that with that same commentary. I like, of course, one of the most famous scenes is the opening scene where the character you were doing before, what's his name?
Colonel Hans Lander
comes in and interrogates a French farmer.
Milk farmer. Are they called milk farmers? Is that what you call it? Dairy farmer.
Dairy farmer. As he's
if there's any farmers listening, I just look like an absolute idiot.
They would be so mad right now. They're turning it off as we speak. They're like, I'm tearing off this tractor.
Well, you know what? Farmers don't do anything for us anyway.
No. They're not teachers. You'll figure it out. Listen to the old podcast. There's context there, but you're going to keep listening to find it out.
That's a deep cut.
That's how we get them. but, of course, Hans comes along and interrogates this dairy farmer to find out where this missing Jewish family is as they're, you know, suspecting that they're hiding them. And it's a very intense scene. Obviously, we're assuming you've seen the movie if you're listening to this. If not, we are spoiling every element of you. But there are so many moments where it's just super, super intense, which is why this movie is so good.
Oh, the suspense there. And there's nothing happening and you just feel it.
But we see the French, farmer. Buff man.
Oh, man. He can swing an axe.
Swings an axe.
Makes a good glass of milk.
And he looks good sweaty.
Yeah, he does.
And that is Arnie's role that he was built to play.
The sweaty French farmer.
Absolutely.
All right.
No. Getting so hard doing all the work. Hey, daughters, come over here.
Yes, Papa.
Give me some water to wash up.
Here you go, Papa.
And get inside with your sisters. I can see a bunch of Nazis coming.
Okay, let's go.
You go in there, okay? God damn it. Suck me, Blair, as they famously say.
Okay. Guten Tag.
Hello.
Ah, bonjour.
Yeah, yes, bonjour, Dean. Can we please speak English?
Do you mind if we go inside?
Okay, Borat. Didn't know you were here for a second. Oh, no, it's Johan, sorry. Come inside.
My name is Colonel Hans Lander.
Okay, nice to know. Cool name.
Do you know who I am?
Your reputation precedes you.
What is my reputation?
You are known as not a great guy. You're kind of known as a...
Jew Hunter.
Mm.
That's the name.
Don't like that. But yes, that is one of the many names you
it's
have.
It's a silly little nickname that they've given me in the SS. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so silly. Let's laugh about it. Oh, no. I regret asking him to laugh. So intense, the way the eyes roll into the back of the head. Anyway,
I'm a little thirsty. It's been a long journey to get
here. Sure, what would you like? I got the water.
You're a dairy farmer, yes? I'd love to try some of your finest produce.
Oh, my milk?
Bring it to me.
Sure, okay. We'll
get you I'd some. Love some milk.
Can I get the daughter? Can you get him the milk, please?
You have beautiful daughters.
Thank you for noticing. They take after their mother and not me at all.
Where's
God.
Their mother?
Oh, she's not around. She's in town shopping for things.
Anyway, this is milk.
Mm, yes, here, have some. Jeez, that'll keep you healthy and strong. Good for the bones, as they say. And that's not pasteurized either, so, you know, you could get
good.
Sick.
That is good milk. Have you got any chocolate milk?
No. Do you see any brown cows out there, mate?
No, I do not.
Just the white cows, so white milk. That's how it works.
Have you
that's
got any
dairy farming,
blue
baby.
Milk?
Blue milk?
Some blue milk.
What are we, Star Wars? No, we don't have any blue milk. It's just in this. I got a little bit of Nesquik, if you want strawberry milk.
I wouldn't mind a little bit of strawberry milk.
Well, that's a French delicacy, of course.
Good. Let me please, get the milk. Make with the strawberry milk.
Here you go. Have some of the finest strawberry milk.
Oh, danke schön.
But don't drink too quickly because it crystallizes at the bottom. You don't want to make it wasted. Yeah, you love your milk. It's good. All right. Well, thanks for coming.
Good. No, we're not done yet.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit. There's just some rumors going around the town.
Yeah. What's the rumors?
Is that there are a couple of Jews.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Hero thereabout.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm just doing my due diligence as.
No, just say Jewish, not Jew. It's weird. I don't like it. Just say Jewish people. It's fine.
I don't think you have a good grasp of English.
No.
I'm saying do.
Oh, I thought you were saying due diligence.
No.
Oh, what a misunderstanding. No. Oh, well, we can laugh. Let's go now. Bye-bye. God, that laugh is just, it makes my penis go inside my body. It's that menacing.
No, I see how we got to that mistake.
Yeah.
So I need to do my due diligence about your Jews.
Due diligence on the Jews. Okay, yes. Yes, okay.
I just need to make sure that you're not harboring any of these in your house.
What questions
what
have you
got? What is that noise?
Nothing.
Do you hear that?
Nothing. No.
Hmm.
Hey, Bert, maybe we should be quiet. I feel like he's upstairs.
Hey, Ernie, there's nothing to worry about. That's the only thing that we need to worry about is that. Well, I'm worried they're going to find out we're a couple.
Hey, nothing's wrong with us being a couple. We just got to keep it to ourselves.
Waka waka, what are you guys talking about?
Nothing, we're hiding, so shh, be quiet.
Yeah, be quiet, we're hiding. And that's the only thing that's hiding is us, nothing else.
Waka waka,
I mean, we are a bit of love. Little bit of love.
I just realized I'm a Muppet.
Yeah, you're a third Muppet.
I'm in a different...
We're all hiding over here.
Yeah,
be quiet. Stop being so loud.
Kirby the Brokey.
You guys need to really keep it down about your Judaism. I know that you both had a bar mitzvah, but this is not the place and time to be talking about it.
We can't help it if we're two Jews in love.
Oh, we thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Yeah, but love is love.
Okay. Well, just keep it in the basement. Don't spread it out further than that.
I want to see it from the rooftops, Bert. I love you.
I love you too, Arnie.
Arnie? Oh, Ernie. I got confused between Arnie and Ernie.
Yeah.
So as you can see, there's nothing to talk about. We're just a couple of people living on a farm, raising our beautiful daughters. There's nothing to see, okay?
It did sound like I heard a couple of muffled voices.
A couple of Muppet voices or muffled voices?
Muppet voices.
Oh, no. No, probably not. Probably not at all.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Yeah, I don't mind at all. Can I smoke?
You can absolutely smoke.
Sick. Can I have a cigarette? A Winfield Blue, ideally.
I don't have any Aziz Winnie
fine.
Blues.
I'll just smoke out of a pipe. I hope your pipe's not bigger than mine. It makes me feel emasculated.
Let me just get it out. Hold on.
Oh, that's a big pipe. Okay.
It requires two hands.
Yeah, I can see that. Will I just have a normal pipe like I'm a fisherman or something?
Well, I think this is all we needed.
Okay.
It's time for me to go.
Yeah, sure. Have a good time.
I'm just going to leave very quietly now.
Okay.
No one's
going. You don't need to talk about anything in another language or anything?
No one's going to come into the room.
Why is there people coming into the room?
It's okay. No, well, I think that was very good milk, and we should just get loaded.
Hyper.
And as we're loading.
Bert, as there's things happening upstairs right now, I just wanted to say that I love you, Bert.
Oh, well, I love you, too.
No. All my Muppet friends.
Waka, waka.
Ebert. Well, that was really sad. I think nearly sadder than the original.
Oh, man.
I'm going to bum down.
They just killed gay Jewish couple.
Killed gay Jewish Bert and Ernie. Kermit was down there. I don't know what's going on. I'm very sad now.
To wrap it up.
Yep. Any other scenes? Any last scenes that you feel like we need to add Arnie to?
This is this is a bit of a deep cut back to an episode we did with the Phantom of the Opera.
Okay. Yes.
Where we were also in a theater.
That's right, because they were in charge of box 5 or what it was. I already remember this. Yep.
And we had a couple of cleaners
that were
created characters for that movie. It was Arnie and his assistant Sam, who was French.
Yes.
Who were cleaning the theater. I think they were just cleaning for the sake of cleaning, weren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Someone has to keep it in order.
And so I'm now saying, well, their final crescendo scene of the film, of Inglourious Bastards.
The fire and the clean,
involved a theater.
That's right.
So I would love to see.
So you want these guys coming in the next day?
The next day. These two.
After Hitler's being killed, there's like a whole of fire. You assume the fire's been put out.
Yeah.
Someone's going to keep this place in order.
Yeah. And these guys, you need to clean it up.
So from memory, it was Arnie and like some Italian guy.
He was French. He was French.
Even better.
His
makes
name
sense.
Was Sam.
Sam, I'm glad you remember these things because I certainly do not.
Oui, mon ami.
Okay, let's get it done. Okay.
What happened here last night?
Oh, my God. Would you look at everything that's going on around here? Oh, my God. There was some kind of fire. It smells like smoke.
Is that burning hair? What's up with all the hair?
All these Nazis logos everywhere as well. And so was there like a big event we weren't invited to? My God.
What do you mean, not invited to?
I don't know. If there's a party in town, it's just nice to get an invite. I wouldn't go. Obviously.
I don't think this was the kind of party you wanted to go to.
Well, any party is a good party if you go in with the right attitude, Sam.
Okay.
Jeez, this is why you are here and I'm here. I'm your boss for a reason, okay? Because it's called networking, you know? You get talking. Maybe you meet, like, look at this dead guy here. Let me bring his face up. See, this guy is like, say I'm holding this dead body here. But he's a very important Nazi man.
Oui.
And I say, hey, any cleaning jobs going around the office? And he's like, oh, yes, let's see, you got cleaning jobs. I'm not really good at impressions, obviously. But, yes, I would give you a job. And suddenly, bam, we get a contract for the next 6 months.
But he's dead. You're not getting any contract.
No, not
you,
now. This
you
is
buffoon.
What I'm saying. I would have loved to have been to the party. It's just nice to get an invite. Jeez.
Anyway, it's nice that we were given the contract to clean this up. I don't even know where to begin.
I'm just scanning the room.
I'm thinking I might start in this balcony just up there.
Okay, you start in the balcony. Well, I might as well go with you because it looks like this is more than a one-man job.
Oh, my goodness, honey. You're going to need to check this out.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. I think this used to be the theater's face.
Oh,
I think this is Hitler's
face. Hey, Hitler. Wow. Oh, my God. If it's not Hitler, it's Charlie Chaplin in the uniform. Either way, this is very big news. Wow.
What are we going to do? I mean, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, but we got to clean it.
Clean his face?
No, I'm not going to clean it up? I am not touching him. But
Eva Braun, is it someone told Eva?
I don't understand what do we do with all the bodies? We're here to clean. I don't really, this is above my pay grade. You know what I mean? I just came in here, I'm looking around, and I'm like, okay, well, I was going to do... I got a mop and a bucket. I don't have any bleach.
No, I got an idea.
Okay.
We go back downstairs, we go to the foyer.
Yeah, yeah.
We talk to the owner.
Yeah, good
and
point.
And we say to them, mon ami, this is not what we signed up for.
I want at least double time if I'm doing
that's
this.
That's what we do. We go, yeah. If you want us to become a special service that cleans up dead bodies, particularly high-profile Nazi bodies.
Yeah, it's a very specific job, but you know what? Maybe it could be for us. Yes, go on.
We up the price.
Of course, Sam. Okay, well, let's go downstairs and see who's in this building. All right, okay, looking around. This door's locked. Oh, look, here we go. Open up this door. Oh, no, it's a dead famous woman actress just laying there.
Oh, no, she's Bridget von Amersmark.
Oh, no, she's dead.
Have you seen her feet?
Well, I can see one of them. The other one's wrapped up in a cast.
Do you reckon she was like mountain climbing or something?
I don't know. Probably like that. There's no one else in here. I don't know if there's any other room to go to. Maybe we'll go upstairs into the box because normally the boners are hanging out. You know, they hang out in the box.
Sorry, did you say the boners?
I did. I heard me say boner. I meant to say owner. I'm glad that you would pick that up.
Have you got the boner on your mind, Donnie?
What can I say? All these dead Nazis is making me certainly want to climax.
You mean crescendo?
Yeah, I'm going to crescendo all over the shop if we keep this up.
Okay, let's go upstairs. We'll okay. Go to the box.
You know, Sam, I love you, man. And I'm so glad you're here to help me clean up this theater. Let's go on to the next job and become best friends forever. Much like my idol, Bert and Ernie, who were totally not gay for each other. Come on, let's go.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye.
Buongiorno. Arrivederci.
Guten Tag.
Well, there you go. Could we add Arnie to a Glorious Bastards?
Yes, we can.
Okay, yep, we did.
Probably the most seamless.
Of course. If you enjoy the podcast, there's many a thing you can do to help support us, Corey.
Here's how you can do it. We are on multiple platforms, so you can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps to start with. Would love that. Leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify as well. Don't forget, you can also subscribe on each of those things. Plus, mm-hmm. You can follow and like us on Instagram and TikTok. We try to add videos and memes bi-weekly.
Yep.
We might even up that to weekly. You just never know.
You never know. But, of course, supporting us can help us keep this bad boy going. And, of course, you can help us out by giving us character suggestions as well, just like Bert and Ernie, who was seamlessly in this one.
We will add another Facebook chat where you can contribute your character names, movie suggestions, and why not just join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group while you're at it.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.